All of us have had an opportunity to be around great teams, groups of individuals that have come together and have winning ways. Well, I think there are some ingredients that make up great teams. Great teams have certainly a sense of purpose. They have ownership. That's a given. They understand that why they're there. There are no assumptions. They have a singular purpose, and they all get it. That's critically important as we move forward. But there are other important ingredients. I think they have a mission from a higher body or spirit, that they believe that it's important that they are doing the right thing, that they're the best at what they do, and they genuinely believe that. As we establish a recruiting program for our university, our student recruitment program was based around the fact that we believe we were the best institution of higher learning in America, and we believe that. Now, were we for everybody, or are we for everybody? No. But our team believed that we were doing good, that there's simply no better place than those that feel like they wanted they aspired to be the best they could be. They could do it here better than any other place in America. We believe that. That made us an effective team. Effective teams have a winning underdog mentality. Warren Bennis, in his Organizational Genius book, talks about the whole orientation of winning groups have an underdog mentality. That's almost them against us. And we think about some of the incredible football teams that Coach Snyder has assembled over the years. And oftentimes they had a winning underdog mentality. That's important that we even establish the fact that maybe we have an enemy. I think effective teams have enemies. Coke made Pepsi better. Walmart versus Nordstrom's. Yes, K-State versus virtually any other institution in America, but certainly those down the river made us better. It doesn't necessarily have to be an organization or group. It could be a thing. It could be a statistic. But we want to make sure that we have benchmarks or things we want to accomplish as a group. And it's important that I believe that effective groups have a winning underdog mentality, but they also have an enemy, that they have a them against us orientation. I think that's critically important. Great teams have members that have blinders on, that they have a sense of purpose and focus, that they're not all things to all people, that they understand what they're really good at and they're the best they can be at that specific service or program or activity. Just like a racehorse, that horse has direction and focused in on the finish line. Great teams have that kind of mentality. Not to be all things to all people, but to be the best at what they do. We all know when we've been part of a great team. They had a sense of purpose. Individual members couldn't wait for a team meeting, and they hated when it ended. They cared about one another. They had a sense of focus, ownership. They understood what they were doing and why they were doing it. It's important that as we think about teams that are lacking those ingredients, that we look at this inventory to ensure that we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's as we think about what are the ingredients of a great team. And we aspire to have every group and every organization we have to be authentic, intentional, and great.